Shabbos chapter 23, Mishnah 2. Moina Adam es orichav es parparoisav mipiv. A person can count his guests. If he's having guests on Shabbos and he's got a lot of guests, he can count them, the guests, and also he can count the types, the course, what he's feeding them. For example, the types of meat that he's giving them, mipiv, orally. He can do that orally on Shabbos, avalo minaksav, but he can't do it from a list, from a written list. And the reason being is that we worry that he's going to come to erase off that list. For example, if a guest doesn't come, he might erase the guest's name off the list. And therefore, we don't allow a person to use a list for such a thing. Umayfis imbanav imbnei beiso al hashulchan. Next case, the person can cast lots on Shabbos with his children and with members of his household about who's getting which portion at the table. And who will receive first, or who will receive this portion or that portion, that kind of thing. And the reason being that the members of the household do not insist on their rights. They would be happy to give up their rights and accept the results of the lottery because they are family members. But if it's conducted with other people on Shabbos who insist on their rights, then we worry that they, because they're not likely to make concessions to one another, they might come to measure or weigh which are transgressions on Shabbos, and therefore we don't allow him to cast lots, for people to cast lots for who gets what portion or who gets first or anything like that, unless they're family members and they're not so strict with one another. But also, even with family members, we don't let them cast lots for much larger portions against much smaller portions, because this now looks like proper gambling, says the Mishnah. It resembles a game of chance, and this is likely, it's like engaging in a commercial activity, gambling on Shabbos for these different size portions on the table. So there's a limit, even with family members, as to exactly the portions still have to be kind of the same size, etc. Can't be grossly unequal, so that it's almost like proper gambling. That wouldn't be permitted. Next case, umatilin chalashim ala koitshim b'yom tov. One, they can cast lots. This is now talking about in the temple. They can, for the animals that will be slaughtered, in order to distribute the meat amongst the kohanim. So that that they could do on Yom Tov, avo lo al hamanos, but they can't do it for the portions, meaning for sacrifices which were slaughtered on the day before Yom Tov, and they can't now on Yom Tov cast the lots. And the reason being, because they should have done that on Erev Yom Tov. They should have done that before Yom Tov. There was sufficient time to conduct the lottery before the festival, and so the sages prohibited the lottery on the festival itself. Unless the animal was sacrificed on the festival itself, then they could also conduct the lottery on the festival itself.